Thank you, Minister. Thank you, Speaker, and thank you, Minister, for the statement. It appears to me that one of the issues the Minister raises is with regard to timing in terms of how quickly the Workers' Party responded to some of the issues the Minister covers in his statement. Let me put that question of timing into perspective. But before I do so, let me just read out as a preamble a short remark that I made at the doorstop interview on the 26th of April, one day after the MHA-ELD statement was made, and I said this. The Ministry of Home Affairs and ELD have put together a message, and I stand behind that message. Our political scene is for our people. We persuade Singaporeans of our value proposition, and we urge all Singaporeans, regardless of race, language or religion, to judge us on our manifesto and our proposals and what we do in Parliament for all Singaporeans, not specific communities only. I think once we go down that road, you're going to have an unnecessary politicization of the public space, and we don't want that. That is not healthy for Singapore, and that's not healthy for minority communities as well. On the matter of timing, the joint MHA-ELD statement was published on the 25th of April. It does not refer to Nur Diros, who is a Singaporean. It makes reference to foreigners attempting to influence the general elections. Now, this comes out on the 25th of April, and if the Minister can correct me if I'm wrong, statement comes out at about 10 p.m. That's the 25th of April. On the 26th of April, the following morning at 9:30, the Workers' Party releases its statement overnight. At 11:30 or thereabouts, there's a doorstop interview, and I make the remarks that one of the remarks that I made include what I have just mentioned as the preamble to this clarification. So on the matter of timing, I don't agree with the Minister that we took too long. I understand Minister has an issue about the context of what was said. It could have been clearer, more unequivocal. And Minister concedes that on the 26th of April, that same day the press release of the Workers' Party was released that morning, in the evening there is a rally. And at Tampines, I make what I think the Minister says are clearer remarks and statements about race and religion. So I have a disagreement with the Minister about the question of timing. Now, who was Nur Diros before these elections? I didn't know him. I'm not sure whether the Minister knew him or the Ministry knew of him, unless he was on MUIS or had served with MUIS at some point in some capacity. I'm not sure. I don't know. But as far as the WP is concerned, we don't really have an operations room or a POFMA office to monitor what foreigners or what people are saying about politics and where they may be venturing into territory which is dangerous. But in the event there is something untoward or awry, the Workers' Party is not shy of coming together and trying to resolve the issue. I'll give an example as a matter of clarification. First rally we have at Anchorvale. The rally site starts to turn dangerous because people are slipping and sliding, and the police commander on the ground is uncertain what is happening. And he says, look, we may have to shut the rally site down. So I said, let me make a remark to the crowd and ask them to keep safe, and we deal with the situation. So the point I'm making to the Minister is, if something is heading into dangerous territory, I think there are many ways for the national interest, for the government to communicate with political parties and say, look, this is not on, and we are communicating this, we need to come together, resolve it. Make that clear statement. And if the party is not prepared to make a statement, then I think the Minister is fully at liberty to make the comments that he wishes to. But I don't think it's fair to say that the Workers' Party didn't take this issue seriously. I also would like to query and clarify, I beg your pardon, did Noor Dirus break any laws? Was a police report made against him, or was it in the government's contemplation to issue a restraining order against him under Section A of the Maintenance of Religious Harmony Act? Because the Prime Minister decides to take a break from the hustings and make a statement in the national interest. So just to clarify, what considerations were on the government's mind in terms of trying to nip this issue at the bud? For the moment, these are my clarifications. Mr. Speaker, I may clarify further, subject to what the Minister says.
Minister.
So, Mr. Singh, I think has confused two different issues. The first is on Dirus, and in my statement I said that the Workers' Party statement did not reject Dirus's very serious conduct in asking Muslims here to support the Workers' Party on racial and religious grounds, and asking voters in Tampines to vote for Mr. Faisal Manap. I hope after this statement we can at least have common ground that what Dirus did was unacceptable. And if there is common ground on what that was unacceptable, then it should have been responded to immediately, and it should have been unequivocal rejection of what Dirus said. Second is foreign influence. I said that the initial statement by WP was not clear, but it got clearer when Mr. Singh gave his doorstop, and then it became quite clear after the Prime Minister had specifically called on political parties to make their position clear. Mr. Singh then clearly and unequivocally rejected Paas's statements during the rally. So I did not say that either Mr. Singh or the Workers' Party had made their position clear on Dirus. It should have been made clear. Now, I'm not quite sure why there is a reference to POFMA office or MHA or the government, or this suggestion as to why the government, well, should the government have communicated with a political party in the middle of the GE. Look, we are now here talking about Dirus meeting with the Workers' Party's Malay candidates. According to Dirus, he met with all of the Workers' Party's Malay candidates. That means Mr. Faisal Manap and four others. Assume that was known. Dirus put up his posts on the 23rd and 24th of April, nomination day and the second day. Dirus talked about his meeting with the WP. He talked about his demands. He said he would canvass support for the WP if the WP agreed to his demands, and said that people should vote for Faisal Manap. And this was after meeting Mr. Faisal Manap and Workers' Party's Malay candidates. Mr. Faisal Manap was and is the vice chairman of the WP, and if I'm not wrong, probably a CEC member as well. Mr. Faisal Manap and others need the POFMA office to tell them about their meeting with Dirus and his posts. Now, then there is a larger point, more substantive point, which I've alluded to. The statement was issued on the 26th of April, WP statement. As I said earlier, it did not reject Dirus's position that he would ask Muslims in Singapore to vote along racial and religious lines, nor did it reject Dirus's support for its anchor in Tampines, Mr. Faisal Manap. Instead, what it said is that no commitments, promises, or agreements had been made to Dirus. That is something that you might find lawyers drafting for each other. You don't see that in political statements, which ought to be clear and unequivocal. And I think Mr. Singh if I heard him correctly, conceded that the statement could have been clearer. And I thank him for that. So it should have been squarely stated that we are rejecting all of this. And when you have when there is no clear response, it raises questions. And, you know, if you look at it logically, do we agree that what De Ross said was serious? Obviously, yes. I think all of us, regardless of party affiliation, I think would agree to that. Do we agree that it required a clear and immediate rejection without any qualification? And it was important to do so. Listening to Mr. Singh just now, I think he accepts that. Now, can the lack of a clear rejection of De Ross's statement be an oversight? Now, look, Mr. Lau Tiak Yong has described Mr. Singh as a good politician, meaning a politician who understands politics. Mr. Lau said this last year. So the lack of clear response, a vague response, must have been a deliberate choice based on a calculation of interest. I'm just taking it point by point, a series of logical conclusions, that there is some benefit in keeping it less clear and that De Ross can swing some votes. Those who understand politics will know this. This is not rocket science. Now, that sort of calculation may bring some short-term benefits. And whatever I say about De Ross also goes for pass. But it does, as I said, long-term damage to our country. It goes against our national pledge. It goes against our multiracial deals. So being true to our pledge has to go beyond citing it during GE rallies. It must mean putting it in practice even when it's difficult to do so. Sincere belief requires acting true to the words of the pledge, even when it may cost some votes. So I wasn't going to go into any of this detail. I refrain from saying all of this bluntly in my speech. The main purpose of my speech was to say, let's come together, keep faith with our fundamentals of multiracialism, and not play identity politics. My hope and the purpose of my speech is that we will learn from what had happened, move forward as one people, Singaporeans, together, agreed on the fundamentals. Close ranks when people like De Ross and foreign parties like PAS try to divide us, and say and agree that we will reject such attempts immediately and clearly, even if we make calculate them to be in our short-term political interests. So let's just be clear. Today, we don't need to refer to POFMA office. We don't need to refer to the government. Well, the government didn't tell us. It's really what each of us is responsible for and what responsible conduct means. When your vice chairman is meeting together with the slate of candidates and there are these demands, you don't need to be told by the government. Really, let's just, I hope we can agree on these basic points.
Mr. Singh.
Mr. Speaker, before I go into that, I don't think the minister has answered the point about Section 8A of the MMHRA and what Noor De Ross, a Singaporean, said and did and how the government responded.
Thank you for reminding me, sir. I thank Mr. Singh through you. I don't want to go into future hypotheticals. As for the past, the government decided to take the approach that it has done, which is to issue a statement through MHA and ELD and then make this ministerial statement. What might happen in the future, we'll have to assess the facts of each case.
Mr. Singh.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Minister. Indeed, there is an assessment made, and my own view on this matter is when a nobody claims that there's a set of demands that he has of a political party, one has to think of a number of factors. the Streisand effect by raising the matter? Are you actually, in the heat of an election, bringing the issue to greater focus? So by dealing with it on the 23rd or 24th, points made by a certain Noor Diros, who really no one knows, I certainly didn't know of him. He later on the 6th of May, accepts that the Workers' Party didn't agree to anything that he said. He also later on congratulates Prime Minister Lawrence Wong. He speaks well of the government. Ultimately, in the heat of elections, attentions are all over the place. And for an opposition party, indeed, nomination day, I don't think I need to state here how even the People's Action Party had to move candidates last minute. Your attention is all over the place. But what I would say is that we had made our views quite clear on foreign interference. I understand the minister says that when the statement on Noor Diros could have been clearer, I accept that. I think we can make certain things very clear. But my point is, if we talk about the national interest, if this is so important to the government, there are other ways to deal with it collectively as one Singapore. On the matter of PASS, and I think Minister made some extended comments about PASS, about 1 year ago at this time, we know that PAP Malay MPs went to Malaysia. The Malay Action Bureau in particular went to Malaysia, and there was some communication with PASS. And I think in the Petir, the government's, the PAP's propaganda, I mean, the PAP's publication outlet, it mentioned that it had, just bear with me a minute while I find this. Yes, here we are. This is the masthead, says the PAP story told from within. Malaysian politics has evolved. In the past, there was only one dominant party. Now there are multiple Malay parties and those with Malay components. And this is former Malay Muslim Affairs Minister saying, I thought it would be good for party activists to be introduced and build bridges with these parties and personalities. It's an extensive article. And the minister also says, but I thought it would be useful to deploy our Malay activists in a way that would relive the purpose of the Malay of the MAB. How do we help the party win over the Malay community? Now, I'm not sure what is the party's approach to this matter, and what I would be interested in is, given this relationship that the PAP and PASS seem to have, was there any attempt made by PAP members or intermediaries in private to communicate with PASS and to inform them not to interfere in our elections forthwith? And at the same time, did the government make any intervention or formally raise this matter with the Malaysian counterparts as to not to do this in future? Thank you.
Minister.
Thank you, sir. So on Diros, let's keep the two separate. On Diros, I think listening to Mr. Singh, he agrees that it should have been and could have been clearer. And let's just remember, the person meeting Diros was the vice chairman of the party, a CEC member, a very senior leader. He was meeting Diros together with all the WP Malay candidates. So I think let's just take responsibility for it and agree that the statement that came out was not unequivocal. It should have been clearer, and I think Mr. Singh agrees that it should have been clearer. There should have been a clear rejection of Diros's demands. There should have been a rejection of Diros's support for the Workers' Party's Malay candidates. There should have been a rejection of his support for Mr. Faisal Mana. It wasn't done immediately. And when it was done without a clear rejection. What do we learn from this? I think based on what Mr. Singh agrees, in future, we need to be very aware and we need to be clear when we make our rejections. So I thank him for that. government should be more active, I think, is Mr. Singh's second point. I think we all have to work on this together, but that can only come about if we all agree on the fundamentals. Government issued the statement, MHA. The Prime Minister made an extraordinary move because it was so important. And he came out and he spoke in public during the GE and said, this is not acceptable. And I think that then prodded the WP into making clear statements on PAS, but not so much on DEROS. Now, on the relationship between the PAP and PAS, sir, there are a number of political parties in Singapore, PAP, WP, SDP, PSP, and Mr. Singh knows that they all have interactions with various political parties around the world. So let's not seek to confuse the issues. This is not a, you know, an attempt to try and confuse the public. The PAP can reach out to a whole variety of parties, including PAS and UMNO, and around the region in Indonesia and other places. That is part and parcel of understanding what is going on around the world. That is very different from accepting a foreign endorsement of our candidates. If PAS had endorsed the PAP candidates of any race, I think this House, knowing as it does our philosophy, can be sure we would have rejected it immediately. So let's not confuse the issues. Let's stick to what we are talking about here. One is DEROS's endorsement of the Workers' Party's Malay candidates, leading clearly into an identity politics situation, and the other, PAS's endorsement of Workers' Party's Malay Muslim candidates. That is what we are talking about. And we are talking about how do you respond to that. So I hope we can agree and move on.
Mr. Singh?
Just a matter of clarification. I think Minister started by referring to meeting DEROS, and I mentioned quite clearly during the elections that he gate-crashed a meeting that Mr. Manap was having with someone else. My understanding from Mr. Manap is, Mr. Faisal, I beg your pardon, is that there was no arrangement to meet him specifically. But this is a matter of, this is just a fact by the by. But the points that the minister has made in terms of not wanting such interference, rejecting individuals who attempt to use identity politics to win votes, I can agree with that. And I think most Singaporeans will agree with that. The point I wish to highlight, and I think I'm not sure whether the minister has been unequivocal about it, is when something like this happens, there is an asymmetry of information. The government has a perspective which is far broader than a small political party. And my point is, if it is serious enough, in the minister's words, for the prime minister to take a measure such as stopping campaigning halfway to clarify a point, I don't think it's too difficult to reach out in the national interest to get that clarification also from all political parties as one Singapore. I hope the minister can consider this in future.
Minister?
So we will certainly consider Mr. Singh's suggestion, but what I would like is a more unequivocal acceptance of responsibility. If there is any asymmetry of information, it is that the Workers' Party had all the information because neither the government nor the PAP met with Mr. DEROS. I mean, however the meeting took place, Mr. DEROS met with five of your candidates, including your vice chairman. He said whatever he said. Until today, I don't know what was said. I only know what he reports as having been said. And I know that nothing has been said by the Workers' Party about what transpired, other than that no promises, commitments, or agreements were made. So yes, there is an asymmetry of information, and that is the Workers' Party knows what happened. We don't. We only know what DEROS has put up. And I think even with that asymmetry of information, knowing what we did, it strikes us, and it seems to me it will strike anyone, that this is not acceptable. And if it's not acceptable, for example, Mr. Singh issued a clear and unequivocal rejection of PASA's interference. He knew enough to say that he is, as Mr. Lau described him, a politician who understands politics. He was able to do that after the Prime Minister called for a clear rejection. He never did that, and the Workers' Party never did that about Deros. I think, let's just say, that's why we waited for the elections to be over, emotions to calm down. We make this statement. As I said, I wasn't going to go into this level of detail. We draw a line. We move forward as one Singaporeans. In future, if, you know, these things happen, the framework hopefully is clear enough. We all accept and move ahead. Now, if you want the government to tell you what to do and what not to do in the middle of the elections, the government is also mindful of being seen to interfere with individual political parties. So we need to be mindful of that, because it can be politicized. Maybe Mr. Singh is welcoming of a phone call to say this is not on, but I can imagine a number of other political parties might say, you are trying to threaten me in the middle of a general election. So we need to be very careful. So the statements were clear, but carefully drafted. And that's the MHA-ELD statement. And the Prime Minister decided to come out and say it, because this is fundamental for Singapore. So how could it be any clearer? He said it. He said, reject this. Reject identity politics. Reject foreign interference. So we did do. Now, if Mr. Singh is talking about a specific reach out to the Workers' Party, we will think about it. But let's all commit in the first place to saying we all understand under no circumstances is this acceptable, and we will be clear in future.
Mr. Singh?
So I don't intend to repeat myself, just to share that the MHA-ELD statement, again, did not refer to Deros, but I want to be... The only time it came up officially from the government was when the Prime Minister brought Noor Deros up specifically. So our statement focused on foreign interference. But as the Prime Minister made his press conference was on the 26th at around noonish, same night, we make our position very clear on needing support from these from individuals on racial and religious grounds. We don't need that sort of support. So I think that is unequivocal. If the minister was, I don't think I can be clearer than that, but the substance of what the minister has got on in his ministerial statement is not objectionable.
I think Minister Singh is confusing two different issues, sir. The MHA-ELD statement talked about foreign interference. It also dealt with a separate issue, religion and politics. In response, the WP statement dealt with religion and politics and said no agreements, commitments, or promises had been made. On PASS, it said something else, and then I've referred to what Mr. Singh said in his doorstop and further at the rally. So let's keep the two separate. Let's not confuse the two. On Deros, MHA-ELD statement does talk about religion and politics. It doesn't mention Deros, but it says religion and politics ought not to be mixed. And as I said, the Workers' Party knows. I mean, it's no Deros. They met with him, and he made all these demands. He made all these calls. I think Mr. Singh has said, yeah, it could have been clearer. Instead of just saying no agreements, promises, or commitments, it should have said, we reject. his demands. We rejected it when we met him. I don't know. I hope his demands were rejected when there was the meeting. We rejected his demands when we met him. We reject his demands now. This is completely unacceptable. That is all that I'm saying. And I think it is not a very difficult thing to agree to. Let's not confuse that with the past statement. On the past statement, I said it started out little equivocal, then the doorstop, it became clearer. And after the Prime Minister gave his press conference at night, it was quite clear by Mr. Singh. So keep the two separate. The government dealt with the two different issues, both through the MHA-ELD statement, though it didn't mention De Ros, and through the Prime Minister's press conference.